Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Agelessly with Nurse Lori. I'm Nurse Lori, and thank you for joining me as we journey together to live agelessly. As always, I'm very excited that you chose to hang out with me today, so thank you very much for that. And for those of you that really want to help support the show, it would help me immensely if you rate, review, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today I'm going to read an excerpt out of a book that I first read in 2018. It's called The Wisdom of Menopause by Christine Northrup. And when I first read this book, it gave me such hope for the future. And it made me think that the rest of my life is going to be the best of my life. And I just want to share some of the excerpts from the book with you. And I'll read the first one, and this is in the very first chapter. She says, "As a woman in midlife today, I'm part of a growing population that is an unprecedented 48.5 million strong in the United States alone. This group is no longer invisible and silent, but a force to be reckoned with, educated, vocal, sophisticated in our knowledge of medical science, and determined to take control of our own health. Think about it. More than 48 million women, all undergoing the same sort of circuitry update at the same time. By virtue of our sheer numbers, as well as our social and economic influence, we are powerful and potentially dangerous to any institution built upon the status quo. Baby boomer women, those born between 1946 and 1964, are now the most affluent and influential group in the world. It's clear that the world is changing, willingly or otherwise, right along with us. And in many instances, it's changing for the better. It's no accident that the current movement of psycho-spiritual healing is composed largely of women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. We are awakening en masse and beginning to deliver a much-needed message of health, hope, and healing to the world. My personal experience, now shared by millions of others, tells me that the perimenopausal lifting of the hormonal veil, the monthly cycle of reproductive hormones that tends to keep us focused on the needs and feelings of others, can be both liberating and unsettling. The midlife rate of marital separation, divorce, and vocational change confirms this. I, for one, had always envisioned myself married to the same man for life, the two of us growing old together. This ideal had always been one of my most cherished dreams. At midlife, I, like thousands of others, had to give up my fantasies of how I thought my life would be. I had to face head-on the old adage about how hard it is to lose what you never really had. It means giving up all your illusions, and it is very difficult. But for me, the issue was larger than where and with whom I would grow old. It was a warning coming from deep within my spirit that said, grow or die. Those were my choices. I chose to grow. It is no secret that relationship crises are a common side effect of menopause. Usually, this is attributed to the crazy making effects of the hormonal shifts occurring in a woman's body at this time of transition. What is rarely acknowledged or understood is that as these hormone-driven changes affect the brain, they give the woman a sharper eye for inequity and injustice, and a voice that insists on speaking up about them. In other words, they uncover hidden wisdom and the courage to voice it. As the vision-obscuring veil created by the hormones of reproduction begins to lift, a woman's youthful fire and spirit are often rekindled, together with long, sublimated desires and creative drives. Midlife fuels those drives with a volcanic energy that demands an outlet. If it does not find an outlet, if the woman remains silent for the sake of keeping the peace at home or work, or if she holds herself back from pursuing her creative urges and desires, the result is equivalent to plugging the vent on a pressure cooker. Something has to give. Very often, what gives is the woman's health, and the result will be one or more of the big three diseases of postmenopausal women: heart disease, depression, and breast cancer. On the other hand, for those of us who choose to honor the body's wisdom and to express what lies within us, it's a good idea to get ready for some boat rocking, which may put long-established relationships in upheaval. Marriage is not immune to this effect. This process of transformation can only succeed, however, if we become proactive in two ways. First, we must be willing to take full responsibility for the problems in our lives. This is the most difficult step you will ever take, and the most liberating one. It takes great courage to admit our own contributions to the things that have gone wrong for us and to stop seeing ourselves simply as victims of someone or something outside of ourselves. After all, the person in the victim role tends to get all the sympathy and to assume the high road morally, which is appealing. None of us wants to feel like the bad guy. But even though taking the victim role may seem a good choice in the short run, this stance is ultimately devoid of any power to help us change, heal, grow, and move on to a more fulfilling and joyful life. The second requirement for transformation is more difficult by far. We must be willing to feel the pain of loss and grieve for those parts of our lives that we are leaving behind, and that includes our fantasies of how our lives could have been different, if only. Facing and feeling such loss is rarely easy, and that is why so many of us resist change in general and at midlife in particular. A part of us rationalizes, why rock the boat? I'm halfway finished with my life. Wouldn't it just be easier to accept what I have rather than risk the unknown? The end of any significant relationship or any major phase of our lives, even one that has made us unhappy or held us back from our full growth and fulfillment, feels like a death, pure and simple. To move past it, we have to feel the sadness of that loss and grieve fully for what might have been and now will never be. And then we must pick ourselves up and move toward the unknown. All of our deepest fears are likely to surface as we find ourselves facing the uncertainty of the future. During my own perimenopausal life changes, I would learn this in spades, much to my surprise. From the age of 50 onward, I, like so many other women of the baby boom generation, have been recreating the second half of my life on my own terms. As we do this individually and collectively, we must keep in mind that physical and emotional health is our natural state, even during this time of transition. And although the life ahead of many of us is uncharted territory, fraught with all the uncertainty that accompanies change, I have now been on the other side. I can guarantee you that the second stage of your existence is set up to be the most liberating and fulfilling time if you heed your inner wisdom and follow its dictates. Have no regrets, whatever you decide. Take advantage of the clarity of vision that is the gift of menopause and use that gift to let the second half of your life be truly your own. From the age of 50 onward, I, like so many other women of the baby boom generation, have been recreating the second half of my life on my own terms. As we do this individually and collectively, we must keep in mind that physical and emotional health is our natural state, even during this time of transition. And although the life ahead of many of us is uncharted territory, fraught with all the uncertainty that accompanies change, I have now been on the other side. I can guarantee you that the second stage of your existence is set up to be the most liberating and fulfilling time if you heed your inner wisdom and follow its dictates. Have no regrets, whatever you decide. Take advantage of the clarity of vision that is the gift of menopause and use that gift to let the second half of your life be truly your own. Clinical practitioners have known for hundreds of years that the connection between emotions and states of health is direct and powerful. Amazingly, our outward-focused, cause-and-effect, data-driven culture simply ignored the evidence. Even as late as the 1970s, the pioneering work of scientists such as Walter Buchanan and Hans Selye, who did groundbreaking research on stress and the mind-body connection, was not accepted in the mainstream. It was scientifically accurate and compelling, but our culture simply wasn't ready for it. We midlife women are ready, and we have the perfect opportunity right now to live this knowledge for ourselves while also sparking the fire of change in the culture at large. Our state of health and happiness depends more upon our perception of life events around us than upon the events themselves. This is a truth that our culture does not teach. Instead, we are taught from an early age that our health is largely the result of our genetic heritage, whether or not we've been immunized, how many supplements we take, and how much exercise we get. There is no doubt that these factors can contribute to our state of health, but their influence pales in comparison to the power of our beliefs and attitudes. Coming home to yourself, from dependence to healthy autonomy. The need and desire to assume more dominion over our lives becomes a burning issue at menopause. Suddenly, we find ourselves questioning the meaning and value of many of the relationships that we'd never dared to look at too closely before. Although we all want to maintain the relationships that support us at the deepest levels, we also discover that our old ways of feeling or behaving with those closest to us, whether parents, children, spouses, friends, or bosses, need updating. And any time we update our lives, we have to grieve for the old life that has been lost. Having the courage both to embrace the necessary changes of midlife and to feel the loss that is associated with those changes is a crucial part of creating a firm foundation for health in the second half of our lives. The empty nest syndrome. You don't have to be a mother to experience the empty nest, that aching sense of personal loss, loneliness, and limbo that so often results when your life undergoes significant change. No matter how secure and settled a woman may feel prior to midlife, the transformative passage into the second half of life almost invariably involves an exodus of some kind. Whether it's the final breakup with a husband from whom you've been long estranged, career changes or reversals, the departure of children who have come of age and left home to start lives of their own, lives that no longer include you as an everyday presence or necessity, or all of the above when your once bustling home becomes quiet and/or your daily routine suddenly changes and leaves you feeling at loose ends, the experience is not unlike the unexpected death of a loved one. And even if you saw it coming and thought you were prepared for it, even if, in fact, you are the one doing the leaving, it's painful. This is because it's impossible to fully prepare for the kind of upheaval that is so profound, it holds the potential to completely transform you from the inside out. So that's it for today. I would love to hear what you have to say about this episode and if it's added value to your life. If you like the show and want to help support it, the easiest thing you can do is share it on your social media and with your friends and family. And remember to live agelessly. Bye for now.